are listening to Find Your Flow in MoCo, part of the Destination Marketing Podcast Network. Hey everyone, welcome to Find Your Flow in MoCo, and I'm your host, Danielle Gibson, and I am so excited to get to sit down with our guest today. Our guest is Jared Carter with the North Alabama Trails and Recreation, and I'm looking forward to talking to him about all things outdoor. Outdoor is a huge part of who we are in North Alabama. So thank you so much for coming to hang out with us today.
Well, thank you for having me. I'm looking forward to it.
So we have so much to talk about, but my favorite segment is the cheese straw segment. So Jared, can you describe a cheese straw to us?
Sure. So I put a little bit of thought into this, and I know y'all have talked about like kind of the biscuit side of things, but so I grew up in a church. So I grew up in a church that did homemade communion bread. So homemade like unleavened bread. And so like now, you know, if you do communion or Lord's Supper in a church, a lot of times it's like the individual little piece of bread. But yeah. I grew up in a church that would actually break the bread during the service. And so that's what the density, I guess, of that little cracker, whatever it is, reminds me of. If you put cheese on top of it. So that might sound a little blasphemous, but putting cheese on communion bread is what that kind of reminds me of.
Okay, so I have some questions about what you just said. So like as a kid, did you get to break off your own piece or did your mom do it for you? Because I would imagine as a kid, you would like try to break off the whole loaf.
Yeah. So it was broken into bigger pieces, and then we actually got to break off some of the smaller pieces.
Okay, gotcha. So you were in a controlled environment then.
Right, yeah.
So let's talk a little bit about you. Tell us a little bit about yourself.
Okay, so I am the programs manager. First, I'll talk about my job. I'm the programs manager for Alabama's Mountains, Rivers, and Valleys RC&E Council. And we're just an organization that tries to help communities and people in North Alabama by providing grants and doing some programs. And I've been here about 5 years. I grew up in Madison County in the New Market area. And I am married now to an English teacher, and I have 2 boys that are 5 and 2. And, you know, I've traveled around, you know, I've been out west a good bit, and I've hiked a lot and traveled a lot, but I've made my way back to North Alabama at one point, not wanting to come back to North Alabama, but it's home now, and I've fully invested myself in this area.
So tell me, there are acronyms for literally everything in the tourism industry. Is there a acronym for your organization?
Yes. So it's a long one. It's AMRVRCND. So I rattle that off all the time. And I just tell people, if you want to remember anything out of that, RCND is the most important. And that means resource conservation and development.
So your acronym is even still long.
Yeah. So the whole thing, Alabama's mountains. Hold on. I can't even say it. Alabama's Mountains, Rivers, and Valleys Resource Conservation and Development Council.
Oh, my goodness. So tell us how you really got started with the North Alabama Trails and Recreation. And tell us a little bit about the program. I know you kind of tapped on the grants that you guys do, but can we talk maybe about some specific projects that you guys have worked on? Because I know that you guys are so involved. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Sure. From just the grant side, we offer community grants every year. The cycle's about April to June, but, you know, it stems from a lot of things, but we do a lot of park improvements, a lot of outdoor gardens and classrooms for schools, farmers market improvements and stuff like that. And that's our main reason kind of for existing is to provide those funds and those projects for our communities. And then outside of that, that's kind of where I come in and try to develop programs that also benefit those communities. And one of those programs is the North Alabama Trails and Recreation Program, which began about 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. And so I'm passionate about outdoor recreation. I'm mostly a hiker. And what this job allows me to do is kind of combine community service with my passion for the outdoors. And so what I was able to do is develop this program by looking across our 8-county area and then kind of a broader across North Alabama. And what I was realizing was North Alabama has a ton of potential for outdoor recreation development. We already have a lot of opportunities, but we still have a lot of potential. And potential is great until you have it for too long. And so what we were seeing was a lot of repetitive efforts too. So not a lot of people were talking to each other about what they were doing. And so our hope in having this thing is to help promote the development of outdoor recreation infrastructure and programming across North Alabama. So we can be a destination for not just for residents, but for surrounding areas and states.
Yeah, that was really perfect timing 2 years ago when everybody was really getting acclimated to the outdoors and realizing how amazing North Alabama is. And so you talked a little bit about your primary goals, but I think you're doing an excellent job bringing everybody together to, I think we all want the same thing as people to get outdoors, but also to take care of the outdoors as well. So tell us a little bit about the North Alabama Trails and Recreation Fest. Was that your idea too?
Yes, it was.
So I figured it was. Yeah, so tell us all about it.
The great thing about my job is the things that I want to exist, I can at least help make them exist. And so I wanted there to be an event that was very much an outdoor recreation event and specific to North Alabama. So the North Alabama Trails and Recreation Fest, and we call it the Nature Fest for short, is going to be this fall and every fall on an annual basis. And so this came up because we wanted people to know what was in North Alabama. So a lot of times people just don't know what's around them. And so this is an opportunity where we can gather together a lot of exhibitors and vendors that represent parks and towns and outfitters and retailers in one place. So people can come to one place and see what North Alabama has. And then when we thought about that, we thought about other things. And so we added activities, we added classes, and we added some other things. And so this thing is growing every year. So this is just the second year we're having it, but we see it growing every single year and probably adding things to it every single year. So last year it was actually called the Nature Expo. And so we thought the fest would be a better word for that or a name for that because it's now a lot more than just an expo.
Yeah, because there's actually activities for kids to participate in too as well, right?
There is, yeah. So we have kayaking, we have mountain biking, we have a rock climbing wall, we have archery, we have classes that will go through the event, including like a backpacking 101 class, Leave No Trace, wildlife shows. And then this year we're going to have what we're calling the Adventure Vehicle Showcase. So a lot of like overlanding vehicles that are coming that will show off their rigs.
I'm really excited about that part. That's like a whole thing, right?
It's a whole thing. Yep.
So I think it's been really fun from our perspective too, is like seeing some of the small wins. So we have the bike share program now. So that's that was a quick win, but also now to see so many large things taking place just because of the collaboration efforts of you and the team. So tell us a little bit more about where you're going to be hosting this fest, because I'm pretty proud it might be here in the city of Decatur. And then also the date, and then maybe some specific people that might be in the expo as well.
Sure, yeah. So the Nature Fest is going to be September 30th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. It'll be at Point Mallard Park in Decatur, Alabama. And so before I go into other things, like the reason we have it at Point Mallard Park is because it's really a perfect place to combine the things that I just talked about. So it's on the water. So it has flat water to kayak. It has some wooded area to bike path, a walking path, and some open grassy areas. So we can have all these activities and a pavilion for our expo all in a walkable area, very kind of close, concise area. And so we're going to have a lot of tourism agencies. Decatur Morgan County Tourism is going to be there. Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourism is going to be there. And so what we want is every county or every area's tourism agency to be there so they can talk about what that county can offer. And then we'll have specific parks. Alabama State Parks will be there. And then retailers like REI will be there. We'll have Alabama Outdoors will be there. We'll have like bike shops there. We'll have Rise Raptors going to do a bird show there. And so there's a lot of exhibitors. We have about 40 right now signed up. We're expecting more to sign up. And it's just a really good, you know, a really good time to visit and get to know what's out there. Because last year, even from some of the exhibitors and vendors said, I didn't even know these people were here, or I didn't even know this place was here. And so that's what we're after. That's what we're trying to get across, is to bring awareness through the exhibitors to what North Alabama has.
Yeah. And I think North Alabama is so unique with the Alabama Mountain Lakes Tourist Association as well, bringing the 16 counties together. But I think that what we're seeing as well is that we all get along really well. So regionalism is really crucial and important to making North Alabama a destination. It already is, but we have all of this outdoor recreation that we're really starting to capitalize on as well. So I actually do not know about this new app that you guys are creating, the Outer Spatial app. Is that what it's called?
Yeah, it's called Outer Spatial. And so this is an app that's developed. So it's about, I want to say it's about 5 years old. That might be wrong, but it's used nationally, but it's still fairly new. So California uses it a good bit, and they've been using it for quite a while, and they're very populated. And then what brought it to my attention was that Gulf Shores and Orange Beach is using it now. So what it is an all-in-one outdoor recreation app tool or locator. So what we have found in the past, so you have some outdoor recreation apps, like you have All Trails, you have Trail Forks, and you have Dirt. And so all these are kind of activity specific. So All Trails is hiking trails and somewhat mountain biking trails. Trail Forks is mountain biking. The Dirt is camping. And so if you were to have everything for every opportunity that you would want to consider, then you would have a lot of apps. And so Outer Spatial allows all that data to be put into one app. So where you can look at it and you can see everything there is to see in that one location.
Oh, very cool. So how will this benefit residents and visitors, just specifically in Decatur and Morgan County?
Yeah, so what this app allows is for organizations like the City of Decatur or any other organization to put their outdoor recreation asset data and locate them in that area. So if somebody is a resident of Decatur, then they can see where the bike trail is, where the trail heads to the trails are, and even to the point where you can say, you know, there's a bathroom here, there's a rest area here, there's a water fountain here. And so it can even get down to the details of amenities. And so you can actually plan, even like with a family, you can plan out your outdoor recreation activity and know what to expect.
That's great. Yeah, those little details and amenities are really, really important, especially if you have young children. it's hard to maneuver around in the outdoors if you don't know. They need a lot of things.
And another thing that you can do too is you can filter by activity. So let's say you know, you're interested in hiking, then you can say filter by hiking, it'll give you that. Or if you want to filter by horseback riding or filter by biking, you can do that, and it'll limit, you know, it'll take away all the excess, and you can figure out what you want to do with specific activities.
That is really cool. I'm going to have to download that as soon as we get off of here. So, all right. So I am just going to call North Alabama Trails and Recreation NATR, just so we can just shorten it just a little bit. So are there any partnerships or collaborations that NATR is working with that you're really excited about?
Yeah. So it's who we're not working with, but the part of this is like being connected with a lot of people. But we are working this year with Bankhead National Forest to see what we can do about the Sipsey Fork, their wild and scenic river. Right now, they have a bridge that's collapsed because of tree damage. That's a pedestrian bridge that provides access to parking and to the river, just to see, you know, how we can help them and how we can make that a more accessible waterway. We are trying to work with a group called the Native Habitat Project, and this is really more specifically to Morgan County, in restoring some prairie land, some native prairie land, and putting some trails in there for educational purposes. And I think that's a fantastic project, and it's really neat because you don't see native prairie in North Alabama. And so to have that and to have native prairies be home to some very endangered, you know, wildlife and flora and fauna, to the point where there's places in Morgan County that host some flowers and wildflowers that are only found maybe in five places in the whole state and maybe in five places in the whole world, you know? And so we have some very rare ecosystems that we would like to help restore and then put some trails in so that people can experience those ecosystems.
That is fabulous. And then with the Leave No Trace, also taking care of those resources as well. I know that's an important part of outdoor recreation. So
yeah. And we're also excited to work with y'all, with Decatur Morgan County, and cleanup efforts in Morgan County. So we appreciate y'all being involved in the realm of, you know, outdoor recreation and just keeping it clean for everybody to use. So it's we would hope that people would take care of the place, but we know that's not the case all the time. So part of our duty or burden is to clean up the areas that other people have, you know, caused to be littered.
Yeah. So September 30th, I think we're maybe on our fourth year, we've collaborated with the Wheeler National Wildlife Refuge, and we've called them Cleanup for the Cranes because we have the amazing refuge and we have the cranes that fly in every year, usually in the January timeframe. We actually put on I call it a big party for the cranes. So what we do is we go out and we have different places on the refuge that we clean up, and then we actually bring it back and weigh it. So it's kind of a competition, and then everybody gets to win prizes. So we're excited this year to partner with North Alabama on those cleanup efforts as well. So we're going to integrate that into, with Jared's approval, we're going to integrate that into the fest as well. So I think it's going to be a really fun event. So tell me some of, just kind of looking ahead, what are some long-term goals or projects that you envision in the future of outdoor recreation in North Alabama?
So one thing is kind of tied to the Outer Spatial app is cataloging all our outdoor recreational assets. And so we want to turn over every rock basically and see what's out there and identify it and let people know exactly where it is, because there are some hidden gems. And while people want to keep their gems hidden, we want people to see them and experience them. And so it's a matter of talking to all the counties and all the towns and all the outfitters to see what's out there, where they are, and how we can promote them. Mm-hmm. And we also want to help communities develop these outdoor recreation projects. And so I hope to kind of build an outdoor recreation fund that's much bigger than what we currently do. Like it may be part of our organization, or it may be its own foundation, to annually help fund some of these outdoor recreation projects that some towns may not be able to do without those funds. Because when I talk to all these stakeholders, the biggest need's always money. It's right. Money and labor. And so we are trying to help them find that. And long term, we hope to have a sustainable fund to help them do that.
Oh, that is wonderful. And also, we haven't really talked about a couple of other partners that I know you guys are working with as well, as the Singing River Trail, which is our greenways, and then the Tennessee River Line as well, which is more of our blueways. So that's also a couple of exciting projects that will greatly benefit North Alabama as well.
Yeah, so we work closely with them, both of them, and we're excited to see the progress that they do long term. And so it's come at a strange time. So all this kind of happened all at once, I feel like. So yeah. Singing River Trail, Tennessee River Line, and our organization, which proves that there's a big need there. And there's not too many people that can do it at the same time, because there's a lot of work that needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I know Innovate Alabama as well did a study, and outdoor recreation was a big component of that. So I'm excited to see where we move going forward with entrepreneurship, because if you want to do kayak rentals or anything like that, but Morgan County Rescue Squad here is helping with kayak rentals, which I know you guys partner with them as well. So there's so many great pieces when you start bringing everybody together. Everybody kind of has their expertise and their niche, and like, oh, hey, I know somebody that can help facilitate that. So we appreciate all of the wonderful work that you're doing and bringing everybody together to the table and really creating connecting dots. So we want everybody to be engaged with you guys as well. So how can our listeners help support and contribute to North Alabama Trails and Recreations and your ongoing efforts?
So soon what you can do is come to the Nature Fest and see what's out there. And then also, we are trying to build like a volunteer workforce for a lot of these outdoor recreation places, infrastructure like trails and ramps and campsites. Mm-hmm. And so all these things need continuous work. So on our website at natrails.org, we have a tab that says Nature Crew that you can sign up for. And we just want you to be engaged in your local area. So if you are engaged in helping your local area kind of clean up and maintain what's already there, then you're helping us out anyway.
Mm-hmm. And I know the Alabama Tourism Department, kind of like you said, it's kind of weird how all of this is like starting just all working together, but the Alabama Tourism Department is doing the Year of the Bird. So we're going to celebrate our birding trails as well, which I know falls in your realm. So there's just so many cool things happening. So we want to know, like, how do they keep up with what you're up to? Is there a social media site that they can watch what's going on?
Yes, there is. So we have a Facebook, and that's probably the best way to do it. You can search North Alabama Trails and Recreation, and our handle is North AL Trails and Rec.
Awesome. So one of my favorite segments, besides the cheese straw, because yours was very unique. We've not had anybody describe the cheese straw the same. But my favorite second is our Did You Know segment. So in this segment, we ask our guests one last question before they leave. So we have asked Jared to share a fun, cool, and interesting fact about himself that maybe nobody has ever heard before. So did you know?
So I have thru-hiked the Appalachian Trail, and I also wrote a book about it.
What? Hang on. You wrote a book?
I did write a book about it.
Well, how do we find this book?
So it's actually on Amazon. Okay. It's called Immersion in an American Landscape. And so I hiked that Appalachian Trail in 2012 and then wrote a book about it, which really it was just an effort on my part just for me. If people read it, that's great. But it also helped me like preserve the memory of what happened through, you know, the 5 months that I did it. And I still, you know, sometimes look back on it to remember, because you're not going to remember everything that happens. But yeah, so basically to preserve the memory and kind of write out what happened, what I was thinking and how it changed me, I had to write something about it.
That is so fabulous. So I have a couple of writer friends and I didn't ever know it. They're like you. They're very humble. They're like, oh yeah, I just like published a book and it's on Amazon. I'm like, wait, what? What? That is so cool. So I'm going to have to check that out. So thank you so much for sharing that. And thank you so much for spending time with us today. I would encourage everybody to come out to Point Mallard on September 30th. It's going to be such a fun, cool event for all ages. You can find us at Visit Decatur AL on Instagram, Facebook, or TikTok, or you can visit our website at Visit Decatur AL. Don't forget to subscribe and leave a review. This has been Find Your Flow in MoCo. This has been another episode of Find Your Flow MoCo, hosted by Danielle Gibson and produced by Relic.